to start by refocusing yourself, finding your comfortable seated posture. It's good to be upright, but you don't have to be as completely upright as you would be if you were doing the chakra practice with along the Sushumna. And this is really important. Make an intention that you're going to fully immerse yourself in the practice. So begin by bringing your attention and the breath into the base of the throat with the intention to feel into the subtle essence of solidity, groundedness, physical strength, as it's expressed in your bones, your flesh, the fleshiness of your organs. And as you listen to the sound of Lum being chanted, allow the sound to be felt in this spot, right at the base of the throat, Lum, as you inhale and exhale through this point with Lum. Hear the vibrational resonance. Lum. Sit with this awareness, breathing into this space and either silently repeating or hearing the resonance of the chant vibrating at the base of the throat. And let your attention now rise to this subtle place at the back of the soft palate, near the larynx, the seat of fluidity, of water in the body. And just begin now to inhale and exhale into this point. At least in my experience, once you decide that you're going to focus there, it begins to reveal itself. So it's really towards the back of your throat, in the back of the soft palate. And the breath naturally flows there because it is part of the nasal cavity. So as you inhale and exhale into that point, focus on the fluids in the body, your blood and saliva, your lymphatic, menstrual, sexual fluids, all of which are part of the element of water. And as you listen to the Bij mantra of water, Lum, as you let that resonance vibrate in the back of your throat.
Lum. Lum.
And as you continue focusing in this spot, just let the resonance of Lum vibrate there. Again, inhaling and exhaling with the sense that the breath touches and opens the water element and its seat. Now bring your awareness to the navel. And inhale and exhale as though you were breathing in and out of the navel, feeling the inhalation touching the navel center. So this is the seat of fire, which is connected to your bile, your digestive fluids, and also to the neural connections that interlace themselves through your whole body and transmit information, which is fire, through every cell and nerve ending of your body. So focusing on the navel, allow the resonance of Ram, the Bija mantra of fire, to resonate in the navel.
Ram.
The breath is continuing to flow through the navel. And you silently or out loud chant to yourself, Ram, feeling the resonance. And let your attention come into the center of the chest. And sense the power of the prana shakti, the air element in your body, which is manifesting as the different pranas, the vital airs that carry energy through the nadis, through the channels, that power your movements. You know, it's the air element that gives your joints the power to move, that allows your eyelids to blink. And the air element, of course, also manifests as all the different gases that flow in your body. Some of them helpful and some of them not so helpful. So with our awareness of the air element in the heart, and as we breathe into the heart, allowing the resonance of the sound yam to penetrate through the layers of density around this region, just let yourself feel that all of the pranas, all of the gaseous flows in the body are being vitalized and divinized by the mantra. So let yourself resonate with the sound yum. As you sit breathing in and out of the heart, sense the resonance of yang vibrating and resonating there. Now let your attention rise to the space just above the crown. And as you inhale, allow the inhalation to flow in from above and the exhalation to flow right up through the crown. This is the seat of the space element, the etheric element. And of course, it's also the place where our denser elements dissolve. The mantra of space, of ether, is hum. And essentially what we're doing as we vibrate the mantra and breathe into this space is we're kindling a sense of becoming comfortable with the dissolution of the denser elements into the subtlest of all the physical elements, which will eventually lead us into the place of the purified awareness. So with your awareness, your attention, just above the crown, inhale into that spot, and with the exhalation, allow your attention to rise as you sense the resonance of hum in this place above the crown.
Hum.
Let hum vibrate with the breath. you'll probably notice how the energy tends to gather here in the crown. And part of what the energy wants to do now is dissolve into the space above the crown, into the space that is characterized by the sound Om, which is really the space where consciousness begins to rise through the different layers of your subtle essential self to eventually recognize the presence of Shiva Shakti above you, above your body, but also a natural part of your extended body. And of course, the resonance, the sound of this space is Om, which is both the sound of manifestation and the sound of liberation as consciousness rises. Let your attention once again linger in the space above the crown. Let it rise as high as it can naturally go as you listen to the resonance of Om being chanted. And again, let yourself feel the resonance. You can chant Om or just feel the residue of the chanting. And we're going to actually take our consciousness through all these points much more quickly. So allowing what we've been kindling in this preliminary practice with it to start to take root. So let your awareness come into the base of the throat. And as you breathe in and out of the base of the throat, have the thought, lum, lum, lum. And draw your awareness up to the spot at the back of the throat and the back of the soft palate, the fluidity point with vum. The energy flows through the navel now. As the breath flows into the navel and out through the navel, with Aram. And flows up above the crown with Hum. And then the breath rises as you allow yourself to silently or out loud flow with the thought, Om. once again, awareness in the pit of the throat. Lum. Awareness in the back of the throat. Wang. Awareness in the navel. Ram. Awareness above the crown. Hum. Awareness rising. Om. And let yourself for just a moment or two stay in the resonance of the rising current of Om. Now, with your attention, in that space above the crown, see if you can bring your awareness to awareness itself, to becoming conscious of that knowing, intelligent presence that is holding all your experience. And just remind yourself, this consciousness, this awareness, which is present as the knower in every moment of my life, is the microcosmic form of the great source of this universe. So, just let yourself inhale and exhale with the inner query, the inner intention to take note of your state in this moment. And if you're feeling very out there, very merged in awareness, you might also want to hold the intention to bring your attention down the body into the heart.